That'd be awesome.
It'd be like, wow, they forgot that we were fucking streaming today. All right, well, hey, here's the show. Fuck those guys.
Well, I mean, going home.
I mean, to be fair, normally I throw everything in the Facebook, but my phone's being dumb. But I've also been up screwing around on it since 2:15 this morning.
They know what fucking time we start every other goddamn Saturday. We've been doing it for months.
Yeah, that's true, but motherfuckers are still lazy, and they just hang out on Facebook, and they wait.
And then there's some that are like, a week later, hey, you guys streaming today?
Nope, you missed it.
Yep. Or sometimes...
That was a week ago.
It takes a second for our phones to tell us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, I'm in. I've been in.
I'm in now.
No worries now.
I don't get notifications.
Into a group.
Oh, see, there's like three people in here now.
Hi. Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm one of them.
Well, there'll be no, more. No, there's five folk.
There's five folk because me and you.
Right.
And now Shane, but they're still not updating.
They will
be here. We got one,
here.
Two, three, four. Yeah, like.
Sometimes that counter is very wrong because there's times we'll end the stream and the counter only ever said 35, and then it'll tell me in the stream that we had a max of 60-something people watching or whatever.
3 to 14.
No, see, it's only showing 13 for me. I don't know.
But,
yeah, it's only showing 13 for me, too, but I might not be all the way up.
It's just fucking YouTube. It's the way it is.
Yeah, I am. I'm not fully
live.
Shit,
now we're up to 2.5 mil.
Yes, I found the right episodes. We are ready to talk these here beast morphers today.
I'm sorry.
Here goes.
You did it wrong. You're supposed to achoo sneeze.
Oh, a chuba sneeze.
Yeah. A chuba sneeze.
Sorry, I'm sick, so.
Fair enough.
We're not doing that one to start off, are we?
Yeah, we're starting on Jason's Return.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
That is the freshest one in my head. I literally just watched that yesterday.
Yeah, I watched that at 7 this morning.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, to be fair,
right
I was
now.
A dumbass and didn't rewatch it.
Six.
So episode 12 of Beast Morphers, huh?
Okay, so welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 215, Jason's Return. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Self level in the studio.
Scott, Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Why the fuck are we here again?
Jason came back, so we have to come back.
I guess that's true. Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin,
When the second best ranger comes back, it's a big deal.
Billy didn't come back.
Ish. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
When number 5 comes back, we'll talk about Billy.
Okay, all right. Okay.
The Death Stare.
Oh, I know.
That's Jason David Frank sucks.
Jason David Frank.
That's probably why they didn't invite him.
That or more than likely, you probably wanted too much goddamn money.
No, that happens sometimes. I actually do like JDF. I just know
when
you're right. Shane has that
you
super raging hard on.
So, okay. let's start. Okay, I only have pictures for... This is so fucking stupid. I only have pictures for episode 22 and episode 13, but not episode 12, so we're just going to talk about 12 real quick, because that's technically the first episode. In the first episode, they figure out that this fucking guy has these... He collects
relics.
Fucking ancient relics, essentially. Fucking ancient in terms of... Was a couple fucking
5 years ago when we
right.
killed that one guy.
Yeah.
Here's his dildo.
That's questionable, too, because... Oh, this is... Ah, God damn it! We haven't watched this show. You guys know that.
Yeah,
you
right.
fucking know that. This takes place in some other universe
yep.
or something where they're traveling or communicating or watching the history of other universes.
They are the grid battle force or some dumb
yeah.
shit like that. So
yeah.
they can see all of Ranger history because they're tapped into the fucking morphing
But they
grid.
Can see all of Ranger history that happened in other universes and including their own universe, which brings up some interesting
yeah.
issues.
Yeah, this is the series I was trying to tell you that they figured out how to access the morphing grid and they use it as a power source.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They literally have these towers
yes.
that siphon the morphing grid into Morphex.
So in one universe, the morphing grid still exists.
No, the morphing... See, that's...
The morphing grid is the force.
The morphing grid...
Thanks, Star Wars. It's the force.
The morphing grid is the speed force. It's connected to all universes all the time, every time. And it's the same morphing grid that affects every single universe.
I kind of figure it would have gotten fractured or something when Zordon died. So
no, because Zordon has nothing... Zordon,
he didn't make it.
Zordon is not in any way... The morphing grid. He just understood that it was there. It
was
a thing.
Like
he could use it.
Of it.
And to be fair, which
no, he's not even
already,
a keeper. Yeah. He just happened to be one of the only guys in that era of history that understood that it was even a thing.
Right.
Because very much you can use it as a power source. You can use it as a time travel thing. You can use it as a dimensional hopper. It can power
can use
the galaxy
it to keep. Your dick from getting flaccid all night long.
It can literally
you
if
can,
it if
you
it
can
is,
use it as a to power your toaster so you can have toast while you're in the tub.
If it is damaged, if
without
it is damaged,
yourself.
The morphing grid is connected to every single dimensional universe, every plane of existence. So if it is broken or fractured or cracked or shattered, it literally harms every single connected universe. It's like the speed force.
Right.
We never fully explain it. We give you enough to know that it's a thing so that we can use it to get ourselves out of bullshit, hence these motherfucking episodes.
Behold, Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
Yep. A.K.A. Yes. More info than we get on DC's Speed Force.
It's the Morph Guffin.
Right.
Would you like to know an explanation about this?
And
don't worry.
Give
about
me a little
it.
Bit. I'll come up with. He's not wrong. Give me a couple minutes. I'll probably come up with more jokes on it.
Right.
I have a question.
Plus, to be fair,
more farmer.
Plus, to be
this
fair,
this motherfucker says it can pay your rent.
Yeah. Ooh, I can be naked all the time. Yeah.
No, you can't. The more fingers.
It paid my rent. Damn it.
No, it paid your rent, which
actually,
means it can be naked.
It actually does pay your rent. Think about it.
Fucking Seth just gonna roll up at home and the morphing grid's gonna be like spread eagle and butt naked on the couch going, "What's up, baby?"
They all work for the morphing grid battle place.
Right.
Which siphons the morphing grid, which uses it for a power supply, which means that it is technically paying your rent.
Right.
Yes. So, okay. In episode 12, this group, they find out that there's this bad guy that's collecting these weapons, old relics and shit of that nature, and that the bad guys want it, so the good guys want it. Okay?
Because.
So the good guys are trying to find his ship before the bad guys find his ship, because the bad guys are looking to double-cross a bad guy.
I think I've seen where that went. Kaboom ship.
Yes.
The girl gets to Zoe.
She gets to the ship first. She finds it. Mm-hmm. And then, instead of doing what she's told, let me just bring this back up because I can't state this
Time
enough.
Out. Mike McVeigh, you win 100,000 Shane points.
Why?
Because he said, I wonder what a morph powdered toast man would look like.
Delicious.
That man wins points.
So look, she finds it, and because I have to bring this up again, because I always have to bring this up, see, kids is dumb.
They is dumb
as
hell.
Oh, yes, but here's the worst part. These is not kids.
These are young.
These is dumbass, like,
yes,
17, 18-year-olds who work for the government as Rangers.
That's just
still
it.
Kids.
See, I haven't seen this show, so I don't know if they're supposed to be playing, like, young 21 or something like that, like just into the academy or whatever this thing is.
They're young.
They're 20, 30-somethings that are playing teenagers.
No, I think that girl was young.
No, that girl is...
And Power Rangers, like, Power Rangers hires their people young. I mean, you don't like to think about it because we all make jokes about how they were, like, in their 30s or whatever. That's not true. Look at an original first picture of the Mighty Morphin team. Not a single one of them was, like, over 23 or something like that. I think the oldest dude was Billy, and he looked like a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy was. He was,
and
like, almost 30.
Austin was legitimately a kid. Austin was only
like
19.
He was like in his mid-20s.
But
okay.
I think they're playing 20-something.
To be fair.
Jason was 18.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Austin.
Right.
But as a young fucking ambitious, we got to solve this problem person instead of listening to the person that had the experience that was like, look,
don't
when you rush into
shit,
if you rush into shit, it kind of blows up in your face. Well, she rushed into something, and you know what it
fucking
did? It literally
blew up in her face.
It fucking blew up in her goddamn face.
And her back.
Yeah.
Now, because
there was another part of her anatomy and her crack.
Because she sent up basically a fucking signal flare with an exploding ship.
Boom!
Bad guys find the ship.
Hey, you guys know where that ship is?
I think
we
found it.
It's over there.
It's like, wait, did you guys feel that tremor in the
right.
in the plot?
Now, to be fair though, from what I saw from it, they did kind of try to make it a little bit more like, did she set it off, or was it fucking Keeper setting it off, being a...
Well, it says, it calls her out as being an intruder, so it was some sort of defense mechanism. The way this guy decided to protect the ancient fucking amazing relics that he had collected was to blow them the fuck up.
And it failed.
Didn't even put a scratch.
And by the way, I don't know how his fucking car alarm thing works, if he's got like a little beeper, he's like, boop, boop. When he leaves the ship.
Fucking case beeper. Just fucking beep, beep. All right. Sweet.
You say that. Now, the only thing I could think of was last weekend, we ended up watching Robin Hood Men in Tights. And as they're walking down the aisle at the end, he turns and he boop, boop. And they close the castle door. Like, son of a bitch.
Fucking like, garage door opener.
So I don't know how it works, but this guy could accidentally, like, have you ever walked up to your car and accidentally pulled on the door handle and had the fucking alarm go off? Like, can you imagine he wakes up, it's like, it's the start of the day, he's like, fuck man, I gotta fucking go out and find some relics, and he walks up to his ship and it's like, intruder, fuck, where's my remote? No! Boom! All your relics are fucking gone, motherfucker.
Yep.
No, see, the really
as well
shitty
as your
thing
dumb
is,
ass.
You're talking about the relics and the ship exploding, what about that poor fucking AI?
Yeah.
That AI is probably like, God fucking damn it.
To be fair, the
could
AI...
you not, please? What? I don't feel like, all right, that's it. I'm going to blow up. Boom!
Yeah, but to be fair, with it being an AI, it would know to store a fucking backup copy of itself somewhere the fuck else.
It can't. It's never left the ship.
So Wise Dude...
You know of?
Wise Dude shows up after the bad guys have...
bloated up the ship.
Wise Dude shows up. The bad guys already took the weapons, right?
No.
They were picking shit up out of the rubble?
She throws the collar.
That's yeah, but catches, when do the bad guys show up? Do they show up after
they
the
show
collar?
Up after the collar and after they start picking shit up.
Wise Dude shows up, and she remembers something from their past. Some bad guy had a fucking collar thing, and it made him have to do whatever the bad guy said.
So she whipped it at him.
Yeah, so she throws it at the guy.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
No.
She's fucking awesome.
My big thing with this shit.
Do not play horseshoes with her.
That bitch closed the collar.
That's right.
Then threw it.
It's like one of those.
How the fuck did that go on that man without decapitating him? Because
it's like one of those little snappy bracelets.
It's already closed!
It hits him in the neck, opens, rewraps around his neck, and snaps him.
No! It's a Pokeball!
It's a Pokecon.
And then you throw it,
Keeper,
and then it opens.
I choose you.
That's
pretty
right.
Pretty much, yes.
And that's it. And then right off
Keeper,
the...
Keeper, you
shit.
Dummy shit.
That shit works, too.
Yeah. Because
he was like, I'm going to take this shit off. And she's like, don't take that shit off. And he's like, okay, I'm done with that.
Now get your ass over here. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
like, holy shit, it makes you docile.
No shit.
It's like I was already...
all your money. I didn't need it anyway.
I didn't need it anyway.
I was pretty docile to begin with.
Yes.
Now I'm more so.
Yeah, his fucking
so they said,
to be fair, I wish I had one of those for my cat sometimes. So just throw it on there. Stop doing that! Okay.
You all know that Keeper is from the Dino Charge.
Yep.
No, I actually didn't because I haven't watched it, but that makes a lot of sense to me now because we will see them.
Yes.
You'll see them pretty soon.
Well, and the only reason...
About, when he talks about inner gems...
Yeah, which makes sense because I know that had to do with Dino Charge.
Yeah, and the only reason that I know that is because I know how to pick up on context clues.
Okay, so he's now...
I just watched shows.
The good guys and the bad guys show up at the same time, plus... His team comes looking for him. They show up, and then in order to save him, they load him in the back of the truck, and nobody decides to check whose truck it is.
That's because they presume that it's still their truck and that somebody didn't just walk up and fucking Terminator 2 flip down the visor, grab the keys, and start it up.
Okay, before we go, Devin is the Red Ranger for Beast Morpher.
Yes.
So yeah. Devin takes him up, like, you'll be safe in here, Keeper.
Don't worry, buddy.
I looked at that, I was like, dude, that looks like a police fucking van.
It does.
Yeah. It's a government van.
I think that's what it is. I think that's specifically what it's supposed to be.
You'll be safe in here. I'm like, I don't feel safe in here. I feel like it's...
I feel like a criminal in here.
He was like... Thank you.
Docile, he
stopped for a second, though, and he was like,
I have questions.
Thank you.
They drove up when the guys showed up. They
yes.
Okay, here's the thing.
Did the bad guys drive up to begin with?
No.
Because you don't see anybody get in or out of the truck.
They're all looking at the fucking wrecked ship, like, man, look at all these weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
One of their putties was like,
and just fucking sat there.
Here's the fucking back shut.
Yeah, I loved that. When he shut the door, it immediately starts driving off, and he looks to the side like, what the fuck? And it's looking out the window like, bye, bitch! You fucked up!
Now, here's the thing.
The truck cam's starting to move!
GTA, motherfucker!
took your shit and your guy!
See, and the dumb thing is, they fucking backed up in there, and they're like, alright, fuck, what's going on? Whose dumbass idea was it to leave the fucking thing running?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Did they? Because we don't see anything. We don't see nobody get beat up.
Literally, the door shuts and it goes.
Right. So, like, did the bad guys drive up in the truck? Like, watch this. This is going to be fucking great.
No. They drove up.
How do you know?
Out. They never stopped the fucking engine, so that they were like, oh my fucking god, that dude was like, oh fuck,
they
that's sweet.
They were about their teammate, and they didn't have time to shut the car off and take the keys with them.
I didn't think they showed up in the car. I thought they portaled in.
Nope.
No, they showed up in the car.
Okay.
The bad guys portaled in.
So
the
good guys drive.
The
good guys drive. The good guys drive on.
Showed up before then, though.
Because the Beast Morpher's team consists of the red, blue, and yellow.
Yes.
Well, okay.
No, they showed up before the other.
And the yellow
team
was there. But the red was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, he's on that.
Because they were like, oh shit, hide.
Right.
So then who shows up in the truck?
That gold rain, that beetle kid. No, I think he's like a mantis.
Beetleborg.
The
robot.
Glasses.
The robot.
Him and the robot are like a team. Like,
yes.
Like, and I think they're the ones that showed up in the truck.
Okay, so they show up in the truck. All right, now I have an idea. They show up in the truck, they get out of the truck. And as they get out of the truck, literally, as they get out of the truck, they're like, oh shit, what's over there? And the putties are like, oh shit. If they're not going to use the truck, shit.
He's like,
oh shit, what's that over there? The putties walk up, oh shit, free truck.
Dude, I laughed. I was like, oh dude, you just got your guys' shit taken.
So they take the guy, and then of course that leads us to where we have to fucking make a fucking trade. Because now we're in the hostage situation, and just like every other time in Ranger history, we're dumb enough to hold up our end of the bargain, knowing that they're going to fuck us.
Yep.
That's okay, fucking...
Especially after the Rangers, who rode up on motorcycles, go, oh fuck, they took our truck! I know our motorcycles are like 5 feet away from us, but I mean, they took our truck.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Fuck it.
No, they drove on the motorcycles, they chased them, then they got shot off their motorcycles.
Did they try to chase the truck?
Yes, okay. They chased it. I watched this at 7 in the morning.
No, that's fine.
I know what I saw.
To be fair, I don't remember all of it because I was literally in the middle of work watching Rangers while I'm working.
Yeah, they
because I know how to appreciate watching media at work. Certain person named the known Ronin.
Here's the thing. Now that we've got all that out of the way, they do save the Keeper.
I got one thing, though.
After all
of the fucking monsters that they pulled back, they even stated, oh man, this is Lord Zed's staff. He was an evil motherfucker.
That's episode 22. We're not there yet.
Oh, I didn't watch 22.
Oh, yeah, they pick it up.
They pick it up and
they
even mention. States, oh man, this is fucking Zed's staff. That was one evil motherfucker. And they put it in the little thing. They're like, all right, let's keep this.
I saw that and I was like, huh.
They didn't know. Did they know that the weapons could be used to reanimate yet?
That was the entire purpose.
The Ranger team.
I know the bad guys knew.
The bad guys did know.
I don't think the Rangers knew, so there'd be no reason for them to like keep items to themselves.
No. That's not what I'm getting at. Why the fuck didn't the bad guy just be like, oh, fuck, Zed. All right, bitch, get to work. Kill
there's
some
a
Rangers.
Reason, there's a reason they didn't do that, because of episode 22.
Well, I didn't watch 22.
I know.
They shouldn't have fucking put it
they
so
They shouldn't
far out
have
of
fucking
order.
Done what they did. But they did, so that's what they did. So is that this
that's,
episode?
That's why I didn't watch this episode. I only saw that exploding ship part, and I was like, this doesn't look like it's useful.
So this episode is done. Now we have the Keeper back. They have the weapons.
Oh, and the secrets on how to do stuff and all the Ranger history.
So we're set. This episode's done. And now we're going to...
the Halloween special.
Okay, this is fucking stupid, AKA and I can't believe they fucking did
bad.
This. I can't believe they fucking did this. Episode fucking 12 happens. Then 22. Then 13. They should have never done it that way, but they fucking did, so that's our problem, and now we're fucking on to having some actual fucking photos and shit. Okay. Episode 22!
I'm gonna be hanging
out
with chat.
That makes a lot of goddamn sense.
Episode 22, they're deciding what villain to revive next.
I don't use the Wi-Fi.
Same.
We're back.
Oh, you have cap data, don't you?
We should be back.
Yeah, it's cap. It's...
okay, see, I have...
it's gonna run out soon, in which case...
Do,
a week
do,
before,
do,
guess
do.
What? Your okay, data's right. used up.
We should be... we should
with
be
unlimited
back.
Data.
Yeah, we are. We back.
Man, I'm getting tired of that.
Everybody, we all love the Comcast.
There's a reason. No, there's a reason it's happening. It's way too many connections. It's. I've had my daughter the last times, and she's playing. She's playing games. There are a couple phones. There's laptops. There's like downstairs. Spencer's home. That means immediately, probably his PlayStation and his computer is on. Like, it's just a lot of stuff feeding.
Right. And I brought my Switch for something for Hannah to do.
Yeah, so there's...
right now, I'm connected to nothing but my...
same.
But
I
regardless...
turn my phone off.
You said
way.
There was a reason that they redub over the original stuff.
There is a
yes.
reason. It no longer belongs to them. And this sounds stupid, but they bought the rights to the series. They have the rights to the imagery...
but not the voices.
But not necessarily the audio. Because licensing is really fucking strange. And while they say something like, okay, you buy the rights to Power Rangers. That gives you the right to expressly show and do everything that you want. But we made this product, and you may in no way reuse this product without actually remaking said product for your own uses in your own subtext. Now, because of that stupid real-world shit, when they show a clip series... unless they're bringing in somebody from the original stuff to make new material, the only choice they have is show a silent clip, or they have to dub it. They have to, because they don't technically own the original broadcast. They own the rights to show said material, but not the rights to replay said material that was already owned by another distribution company.
There's also... that's 100% true. There's also one other thing that does make that they have to dub over certain characters, because those voice actors are no longer with us.
So they can't even bring, like, when they do the Lord Zed thing, when they talk about Lord Zed, they can't, they could have tried harder. I'm going to say this.
Yeah, they could have done a lot better.
They could have done a lot better. In fact, the main bad guy dude, this fucking triangle head motherfucker back here, he sounds like Lord Zed.
Yeah.
Just have that guy do it.
They should
have
just had that guy fucking do it.
I know that it's not going to be the same, but the actual voice actor is gone.
Now, there is an in-universe explanation for why they don't sound right as well.
Right. Well, when I was watching this, I was listening to some of the dub. I was like, you didn't even try.
Well, here's the thing. There is an in-universe explanation. You know what it is? That's not the Zed you watched. It's so fucking stupid, but because of the way this show works, they're fucking looking at other universes and shit. That's not the Zed you watched.
Yep.
He may have done all the same things, but in that universe, his voice was different.
Yeah. Plus the Onimusha scientist that's there, he might not have access to any of the original shit. Especially considering the fact of the original Zed turned into a Ranger.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, this episode...
I've also heard people complain about the fact that the Zed staff is even there. They're saying it's a continuity error. It's not. It's not for one reason. You don't know what universe or dimension these guys are in. So maybe the staff exists for them in their dimension where history played out ever so slightly different.
And it doesn't have duct tape on it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying... That's what's going on.
I know, man. That was a brand new staff. That was a nice, like, shiny staff.
Okay, we're trying this again. We'll see how this works. I can't believe this keeps fucking happening. I really can't.
If it happens again, to be fair, I know barely nothing about this episode. I can go run downstairs and basically unhook the router, plug it back in, and reset it to a default nobody knows it code.
If it happens again, we may have no choice but to actually just record this in an older style. But that's what I'm trying to avoid, is because now we have the streaming schedules and people are used to them and people are showing up for them, and I would hate to lose the traction that we're gaining.
Right. Well, I mean, something else we could do is I do have Comcast. If we can hook it up to the Comcast Wi-Fi, we could use my account info. And then that way, then we're on completely different internet from everybody else in the house.
Okay, are we moving again?
I'm presuming as much.
Yeah, Ronan says, okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
He says we're back, but I don't have the... Wonderful. Okay, fuck that then.
We'll keep you posted if it's again.
All right, here we go. So...
The reason of the voice audio change, multiverses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that in the context of our thing, yes, maybe he didn't have that voice. And in the context of the real world, I hope that we already said all this. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you something about this episode. I know this episode was nothing but a bunch of standing around and really a lot of talking.
Oh, easily.
Showing off the weapons of the past villains. But I'm going to tell you something, man. Going back and like and then grabbing weapons midnight and going to that little computer and showing... clips of, you know, nostalgia, showing the Psycho Ranger. I mean, come on, that was awesome. Showing Astronema, showing the great leader Andros, showing all these things.
And why did they not choose Zed? Because they knew that Zed would backstab their ass.
Yes, exactly. Because he already...
He wasn't about to play... If they would have brought him back, they would have brought him back even stronger. He would have got a fucking crazy mega form like Gulgar gets.
He was already broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you come back during this process, you're way stronger than you were before. So when they finally decide to pick Gulgar...
With apparently a different sword compared to the original.
Maybe they should have looked into history a little more, too, because I realize he doesn't do it, which I'm confused. Gulgar backstabbed Zed. Gulgar backstabbed Rita. Like, what's to think that he won't fuck on you?
Anybody that comes into power that's slightly stronger than your master, he's like, woo, I'm going over here.
Exactly.
And at one point in time, he lost his memory and was a good guy. He was helping Bulk and Skull. I know they're not going to...
Right, they're not going to talk about that.
It was just a bump on the head.
Right.
But you know what I mean. Now, when I seen this, okay, when they showed Gulgar in his original form...
Right.
My mind... I'm still good. My mind went, dude, if he comes back as his self, he has to have that voice. I need to hear that.
Nope.
I know. I didn't think about what you were saying about how they didn't have the rights and stuff. I just wanted to hear that.
I wanted
him to do the punching in the
air.
They
could have rehired the voice actor.
I know.
That was possible. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on, is by a licensing agreement, they have to be making new material. They can't showcase material that was already been made.
I'm okay.
Unless they're willing to reset that material into their own stuff.
I'm okay with change, making changes here and there.
And that's the problem with Power Rangers, is Power Rangers keeps switching hands.
Yes.
That's part of what's causing problems company holds
now
it.
Now Hasbro owns it.
Disney used to own it.
And Nickelodeon had it for a while.
So it's hard.
It just keeps switching hands, but the continuity isn't switching.
No.
So it still runs on the same, this is the same fucking last 30 fucking years, but...
When they finally make Gulgar, and like I just said, I'm okay, I like change. Sometimes change is good. But on this is that one time I'm gonna be like, nah, man, fuck you. You ain't my, I'm gonna do it. You ain't my Gulgar. You ain't my goal. Look at that motherfucker. You.
I don't have a deep voice now.
This is the one time.
Yeah, but he's not the same guy.
I know, but this is the one time.
Just in terms of voice, that's the only defense I have. I'm not talking about how he looks.
Yeah.
His voice, there is a reason it's different. Every time they switch forms, their voice changes. That's been happening for years.
Now, I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it this time. When he showed up, I was like, the other guy, we'll talk about the other guy, but... I was looking at him like, man, you ain't my Goldar. Get the fuck off my screen. Go back to being dead.
Go
back to being dead, please.
Who has summoned me?
Look at that dude. I just don't like how he looks.
Look at his chest. He's got a little butthole there.
I'm not a huge fan of his redesign either.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give this his design a one.
No. I'm giving it an ass. Because he's got a puckering fucking anus in his chest.
I can't stand this. I mean, okay, look, he's super powerful. He beat up a weak-ass fucking monster. Strong, buddy. That guy was a fucking pansy-ass bitch.
Okay. I'm at a two because I understand what they were working with, but at the same time, it's still garbage.
How often do we see that the bad guys just tolerate the fact that there's some weak bitch talking back to them?
I get that.
Goldar is the first guy that I've seen in a long time that turned around and said, "What the fuck did you say, bitch?"
I'm sorry. I don't care.
Oh, and I guess Bill isn't rating, so that's a 1.47.
I'm sorry. But we are an aesthetic show. That's a right. design. I'm rating it.
All right, Chad, I'm back. Design.
And that was that episode.
Oh, good.
They decided to bring back Goldar.
Yeah.
And now we're on to the special.
A Goldar. Not my Goldar. But
it is true that he is, quote, a Goldar.
Yeah.
Because, one, you don't know what...
He's a species.
But he's not from our dimension.
He's not.
That's what I'm trying to tell you is, whoever that guy is, he's from their dimension because that relic is existing in their dimension and they brought him back. So that's whatever Goldar existed in this dimension.
Mentions later on in this one, is that Goldar, you know, one I fought?
Well, Jason specifically he says that they defeated him.
Yeah.
And since that didn't happen in our continuity, I have to assume that this is a Jason, a older Jason, but I don't know what dimension the Jason comes from.
347.
Because we didn't defeat Goldar.
Yeah, I don't.
So since that never happened, and Jason obviously seems to think that it did happen.
Not only that, but I'm trying to remember. I don't even.
I mean, he did handily defeat him by laying down in some small fog, Bill.
In a dark cave.
What'd it do?
Yeah. It turned him stone and busted him to pieces.
Did it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Z-Wave killed it.
The Z-Wave destroyed him.
Okay.
Sword and all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Which means this is something we're going to bring up
in the next episode.
That's why I was trying to remember.
There's a lot we're going to have to bring up.
This is a Goldar. It's a nostalgia trip. It's an excuse to bring him back. But you have to keep in mind when you start fucking around with other dimensions and timelines and shit, just because it looks like the same guy, that's not our guy. His sword exists. The very fact that his sword exists means that that's their Goldar, whoever the fuck their Goldar was.
Or another universe's Goldar.
You would think that I would be more...
Our Goldar sword was destroyed by the Z-Wave. We watched it fucking happen. Now, just because these guys can police the multiverse and they can look at it, that doesn't mean that just because it's something that we've seen before, it's from our show or whatever. This is a different Goldar.
You would assume...
Just like whoever that Jason is that steps out of that portal, the very idea that he seems to remember defeating Goldar, he's not our Jason that we watched. He may have the same lineage completely,
right. But
there may be one or two details that set him apart, that make him not the same guy.
So as far as we know, it could be a Jason that actually did get hooked up with Kimberly from Mighty Morphin.
Here's my thing.
There's no telling. There could be one or two strange differences in the lineage.
Since we didn't see a green show up, so...
You would assume that I would be more accepting of multiverse when my favorite character is the Flash and that's all he fucking does.
Is play around with other Flashes.
But there are times where... Okay, a nostalgia trip is fine. Seeing Goldar, hearing the name Goldar, I was like, yeah.
Right.
Seeing what he looked, his new design, I was like,
I'm not happy
ew.
With his new design. I 100% agree. I'm not happy with his new design. Yeah. But they gave us an excuse to have him, kind
you,
of.
You said, and, you, right. and you said other names like Psycho Red. You know I love the Psycho Rangers. I got to see fucking Astronema. I got to see Andros. I got to see Zed. I got to see White Ranger Tommy get his butt kicked.
Yeah, with that new voice actor for Zed that was really bad.
When he first talked about
missed me.
I'm like, okay.
Put up your dukes, Tommy.
That was the one time when I heard him talk. I'm like, that's fine. You could have done better, but the original voice actor is gone. So I got.
But they yes,
did a better
like
job
you said,
with the fighting game.
They could have done. Yeah, the guy who the fuck was the guy that did the voice on the fighting game?
No.
Because I thought he had already passed away by the time.
It's like, why didn't they cast the guy who did Goldar in the fighting game for this too?
I don't know.
I know they could have done a lot better because when he first talked, I was
this
like,
could have
oh
been rushed
God.
Too. There's no telling what happened because I heard that when they got Austin, it was very much there was because Austin talks about it on his YouTube. He says that a guy on the crew, it's his last time. Doing a show, and then that guy's leaving, and that's a guy from the original team or whatever that worked with Austin, and that guy asked Austin if he wanted to come on and just kind of do a goodbye thing, and he was like, for you, I'll come back on the show one time. You get me for one episode, which is also why it's so rushed. He didn't come back for two or three filming days. They had him for like a fucking day. Like, he came on, he was like, let's fucking do what we do and get the fuck out of here. So he was only he claims on his YouTube that he was basically only there to say goodbye to an older friend who'd been on the show for years. JDF would have done more, but JDF is a different kind of person in terms of the product.
I know.
Where Austin seems to be more than okay with his lineage of the product and what it brought him, Austin seemed very detached from anything that was still connected even slightly to Saban. Because they'd asked him multiple times to come back, and he always had a reason to say, I'm not fucking doing that. Always.
I know. They all had. Because as you know...
I mean, like, look, David will not. David will now. He's in talks, evidently.
He will come back now. Like, Walter? We haven't seen old school Zach.
A lot of them, I think, were kind of put off by... just how much legacy they got from a show that really did almost nothing personally
for
them.
Until the 2017 movie, we didn't get Amy Jo Johnson.
We got a
cameo at the end.
Her career never really slowed down, though.
And in a deleted scene that she's in, because she's when they're doing that.
Right, because they're doing the fourth thing. Yep.
Her career never really slowed down, though.
No, she's actually... does music. She's in other TV
I posted a couple of the things that she's done in the Sentai review on Facebook. She makes her own little independent movie projects, like these little... They're small, but she's been working on directing and writing and all kinds of shit for years.
I would love for the original one that you can to come back. And I'm not even saying that we had to have all the originals. You can bring Rocky back. You can bring
No.
Definitely bring Adam back.
We don't bring Rocky back ever.
So now we're on episode 13.
Well, no, we can bring him back so he can push a box and leave.
We're on episode 13, Grid Connection, and Keeper stops by to tell this dude,
don't be a dumb shit.
You're gonna get hit by a meteor today, and he's like, do you realize what the fucking chances of that are? I'm not gonna get fucking hit.
I also have seen
meteor.
A battle with many rangers,
and they got their shit pushed in.
And they're like,
was it us? I couldn't tell who the fuck it was.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I can blame that dude,
Devin.
He kind of has his own life to worry about.
He's a gamer. He does gaming tournaments and stuff, and that's all he cared about. He's like, guys, I got this
thing
to do.
Yeah, but that's not...
But I understand where you're coming from. If you came up to me one day and was like, Shane, I saw something in a dream. Tomorrow you're going to get hit by a meteor. I'm like, no, dude.
No.
No.
That's like when that guy...
You get pissed when your car got blasted by a meteorite, though.
That's like when that guy fucking cut me off on the bridge, and I got so pissed that I screamed out of my car. I was like, I hope you get fucking rear-ended by an airplane!
Well, and suddenly an airplane flies down.
If that had taken place, the astronomical chances.
Yeah, you have a fucking superpower.
If that had happened almost immediately after,
right.
you would have been like, oh shit.
I'd be like,
I need
Bill,
to be careful what I say
Bill,
now.
Tell me to win the lotto.
Yeah.
So that way we can not be recording in your fucking tiny office.
Like, holy shit, man.
Son of a bitch.
So they come and tell him he's going to get hit by a meteor today, and he's like, yeah, no.
I don't blame
you. Damn
it.
And of course you say that, now I forget. I've actually been saving egg crates so we could put up on the walls. Ah, fuck. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Maybe next time.
Well, come to find out, that shit wasn't bullshit. Because there is a fight happening in another dimension right now.
That's Tyler from the Dino Charge mm-hmm. team, the Red yep. Ranger.
Guys, we're getting our shit pushed in.
And they're getting their asses kicked by some Goldar guy that they've never fucking fought before.
And original putties.
And original putties.
Original putties were in the last episode,
yes, they were.
Too,
yep.
but.
Yes, they were.
And they're getting fucking rocked. And when I mean rocked, like, they really got fucking rocked. They got, like, hit
Let's
hard
rock.
Enough to demorph, and then they just fucking take that shit from them.
They're like, oh, yeah, that crystal, that's mine now.
They got four out of the five Ranger, they got four out of the six Rangers, because the pink and green Ranger, those actors didn't come back, so they had to stay in costume.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the future.
Now, so there.
Steel is the robot right there. He
yes.
is the Silver Ranger.
Yes.
The kid with the glasses is the Gold Ranger. And then you got Yellow, Blue, and Commander.
And Red is not
Red
there.
Is the other guy.
Yeah.
Red is currently getting a fucking meteorite
right.
sent at his forehead.
Yep.
Right. With his talking motorcycle.
With yeah. his talking motorcycle.
To be honest with you, dude. If
I think we're on the right road. What do you mean
if
you
if
think we're on the right road?
That'd be sweet.
Ah, fuck.
I don't care what anybody says. I'd be like, what are we doing, bikey? Don't call me that, Shane. I don't like that name. Well, what do you want me to call you, Bikey? I will throw your ass off of here if you call me that one more time. Don't get mad, Bike. That's it, bitch. Don't put the brakes.
See, I would be the asshole of, you know, being the bike. You'd be like, oh, are you going to call me Bikey? Do you really want to do that, Shane?
Don't call me that. I will morph and I will hit you with my weapon.
Mm-hmm. So while Mr. Meteorite-stricken Red Ranger with his GoBots motorcycle.
Did you get a picture of that?
Or scooter.
No, sad face.
Yeah. Possibly.
So everyone
to be fair,
but
they
dumb
show
shit.
Up to the fight first.
So the Red Ranger's obviously not here.
Yeah.
We've got four of the Dino No, sorry. At this point, we only had two of the Dino Rangers.
Still morphed.
No, we had four. Because you have blue, black, pink, and green. Red and the golden guy was still there. The Red lost his powers immediately.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
He called and was like, guys, no powers.
Guys, got fucked. Got fucked on.
I am the leader still. I am good. I promise.
I got fucked on hard. There's some guy here named Goldar, and he went after me immediately. I think he's got some kind of a bloodlust against
yeah,
me.
He's got some problem
he's
with
got
Red.
A raging boner against Red.
Goldar shows up. I'm here, Ranger.
Red Ranger. I think he might be part bull.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do nothing to you. I don't even know who you are. Why are you coming after me?
Literally,
you picked Red, bitch.
Literally, here's how I see this. Goldar would have walked up, Ranger, and all of a sudden it turns into that fucking scene from Bloodsport where the dude walks up and just points.
Yeah. Fucking Bolo.
You.
Yeah, you.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. That is hilarious, because when I really watched it, and I saw all the Rangers fighting.
He has rage against Tyrannosaurus-themed Red Rangers.
He does.
Yeah,
he's also a Tyrannosaurus.
Yes.
He was double-fucked. Fucking Goldar
he's
was
like
seeing
red.
Fucking Red.
Fuck you.
His eyes.
Tyranno-Red.
Yeah. That's what makes him so fucking powerful. This new form fixed his shitty eyes.
I can see you now, bitch.
I can see you now.
I remember a time where I couldn't find a morpher.
I'm not going to miss every fucking attack with this sword this time if you lay down.
You can hear somebody in the background, get dry eyes. He can't see through dry eyes.
Dry eyes.
Quick, go to a dark, spoopy cave.
Dark, spoopy cave.
Go to the dark dimension. It's just a cave.
Yeah, Goldar
it's right
was,
over there. Let's
Goldar,
go.
Goldar was smart this time. He had a fucking upgrade that fixed his eyes, and he fought outside in the pure fucking daylight in an open area.
In a grassy knoll.
In a grassy knoll. He was like, bitches, I can see.
It's like, instead of doing this one-on-one shit, I brought a fucking army. Not playing.
He's like, by the way, I got a little smarter after died.
It's what you said, Nick, when you were like, when Tyler was like, I don't know who you are. Why are you coming after me? You shouldn't have picked red. I was chosen. I didn't pick.
Chosen.
I was the chosen one.
My
favorite, all right, Anakin.
My favorite color is black, and that motherfucker got it. But look, yeah,
and then he gets bitched.
Original putty. Original putty.
Yeah, there's an original putty.
Wow, yeah, it literally is. He's even got the drawstring in the back of his head.
Yep.
wait, ready?
He looks, here's the thing.
Wait, his eyes got fixed, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not seeing fixed eyes, there's no pupils now. That, unless the pupils were what
but
was fucking
are,
them.
But they are a different color.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You would think he looks more terrifying with his...
No, this is the problem with what you're looking at. And it's going to come up when we start talking about villains and shit like that, when we start going over all that shit. The reason we're not 100% loving the idea of his remastering
I'm
here...
I'm not afraid of plastic?
That's what... That, yeah, and you know why that's happening? You know what? I was watching this, and I saw the Rangers use a bunch of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the Mighty Morphin use their weapons. Mm-hmm. And we have these like dagger things that look... They don't look quite real, but they look menacing. They look like weapons. We have a power sword, which is still one of the most iconic weapons ever used in Ranger history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying... For us, that power sword that they made for Jurenja is fucking solid. It is still a masterpiece, even in Super Sentai standard.
I even like the fucking flute dagger.
So look.
I'm biased on that one, though.
You look at those weapons.
How did he play it, though?
Nowadays. Nowadays, here's exactly the mentality. And I'm positive this is real. Because you have to think about this. For us, this is a hobby. For them, it's a business. What was the biggest fucking thing that hurt weapons sales in our time? When we were kids, when we wanted a power sword or a dragon dagger, it looked like a toy.
Yes.
That hurt the sales.
Yes.
Because it looked like a toy. And so adults that had money that would have also bought this shit come and see the power sword and go, I'm not fucking buying that. I'd buy it for my kid,
now,
but I'm not going to put that on my shelf.
The legacy stuff that they came out with.
But that's expensive to produce.
It is.
So if you're a business, what do you do in terms of making this stuff sell?
Plastic.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make all the weapons just look like toys from the beginning.
Yep.
Now, since they automatically look like toys and the kids see those toys and I know I can produce that toy for like $4...
And then
turn around and sell it for 20.
Then I'm going to put my actor in a toy costume.
Right, but that is what's happening here. That's the reason for his design.
Interchangeable parts.
He's easier to turn into a toy than the other one was to turn into a toy. So if you see his toy, he probably looks fan-fucking-tastic because he looks just like that. And the weapons are the truth, too, because when they use their sad fucking Ranger Tyrannosaurus blaster gun, it looks like a toy already. When you buy it, it's fucking screen accurate.
As the because I told you, every Power Ranger series that we get here in the States, I watch at least the beginning parts of it to get a kind of an idea of what we're going to be getting into later down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for Beast Morphers, I'm going to be honest with you. When we get there, I'm probably going to shit on it a lot because I don't like it that much. But as the series goes on, like we're on the Lost Galaxy, we see their Quasar Sabers. They look pretty cool.
At times.
Then
I got some shit to say on that.
As the series starts going, the toys, the weapons start looking crappier.
Yes.
Plasticier.
I'm positive on purpose.
And
it's easier to replicate for a toy.
It is. And I just, I get it. I know it's a business. I get you.
Candy!
Yes, he has rock candy in his hand.
He does.
Those are the, okay, I'm sorry, the Ener Gems, they do look like rock candy. It looked delicious. It looks like blue raspberry. It looks delicious. And I don't know if you know this.
Behold the massive Jolly Rancher!
Goldar Maximus is a huge fan of blue raspberry Jolly Ranchers. That was not. They didn't tell you that in the show, though.
I warned you, bitch.
Pretty much, yeah.
Keeper, I don't want to. I fucking told you so, motherfucker. Now get ass in there.
He has that low tone, like, are you okay? But in his head, he's like, bitch, told you so.
Exactly.
You were good. That was a good one.
I warned you, bitch.
In that fucking monotone voice he has. Yes, that's great.
Devin, I told you you were stupid.
Dude. Told you so. Yeah, I like it when he shows up and they're like, where the fuck were you? And he's like, oh, I got hit by a fucking meteor.
Like, Devin, where the fuck were you? So you still won't believe this. So me and Mikey were minding our own business.
You know what I'm
going to
say?
When all of a sudden this motherfucking meteor flew out of nowhere.
You know what I'm going to tell him? Because I got pride on the line and I don't want to prove that that motherfucker was right. They're like, where were you, Devin? Flat tire. You have a communicator.
It broke.
It broke.
I flipped off the bike and landed on it.
No meteor hit me. Told you so, bitch.
By the way,
but
we found this
meteor. But then
his bike
would fucking prove you a liar as it ran in with the fucking box.
As we're driving back, I'm like, dude.
We don't speak of this.
Get our story straight.
They can't get their story straight because they need that rock.
Yeah.
I found Because
that's
it.
What makes the next part possible.
Found it in a ditch.
We found it in the ditch after the tire blew and I flipped over you into the ditch.
Yep.
And this is what you're going to tell them? And I swear to God, if you don't, I will dismantle you. And I will make you a little tricycle. You want me?
And then when they start saying, you got a flat tire, what about the communicator? Then you can open the box and go, it disrupts all communications.
There you go. Oh, yeah, it does.
See, you can't dismantle him. He's a gamer. He doesn't know that much.
Bitch, I know how to use a sledgehammer.
Video games taught me that.
Yeah. I know how to use a plasma torch. I'll cut that bitch in half.
Video games really didn't teach me that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't learn that from no game.
No. I don't know. Doom taught me how to wield a chainsaw properly. But...
Dead Space, motherfucker.
I was actually thinking that, but I didn't want to be wrong. Because he does use plasma shit in that game.
Right. James Bond taught me how to use a watch to cut a hole in a floor.
James Bond teaches everybody everything.
James Bond also taught me how to karate chop a motherfucker to death. What's your point?
Odd Job told me how to throw a fucking hat.
That's
true.
That's something. Conversation for later, but keep going.
If we go the other route, we also know how to throw a shoe because of Austin Powers.
That's true.
Who throws a shoe?
Anyway.
Yeah, no. As you can tell, we don't fucking care about this series.
Bitch rock!
There's Mikey.
Hey, I got a rock!
So,
yeah!
He has to take this rock into this room where the morphing grid is at so he can go climb into it.
A physical representation of morphing grid flowing.
It's like the life stream in Final Fantasy VII, just kind of oozing.
Step into an actual physical 3D representation of the Matrix you see on a screen.
Right.
Shaped in the same form as...
Or actually falling into a giant pool of the Force.
Guys still love the Zordon drop they'd made in this episode.
Yeah.
I liked it. I was like, I grew up with that.
Okay. So.
He walks into it, holding the rock. Oh, yeah, there's the Matrix. Go ahead and enter it.
He talks to all Rangers across all dimensions.
And everybody was like, there's this fucking dude.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, I know. Everybody fucking needs help. Get the fuck off of me.
Dude, we're busy fucking jerking off
now,
here. Leave us alone.
The reason why JDF did not show up is because he was like, I am the best, but I don't want to help.
Do you want to know why Captain Marvelous didn't show up? He was eating fucking ramen. Finally.
Yeah.
That man finally got his ramen, goddammit. No. He was like, I ain't leaving until this motherfucking bowl's empty.
As he's communicating with all Ranger teams across all dimensions, that little rock breaks.
Yes.
And out pops a really nostalgic coin.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
now,
bubble.
Here's the kicker. I don't think that Jason answered the call.
I think that coin pulled.
I don't think he has a choice. Because whatever the fuck is going on here, the morphing grid just fucking does things because it's like alive or some fucking shit. It just does things. Because that's also not his coin.
There's what? Too much green in the episode that's already.
JDF was like, I ain't going yeah. There's too much green in that episode.
So,
it's like, if I show up, then everyone be envious.
This coin shows up, yep. Fucking flips around, opens a fucking portal
honestly,
thing.
That doesn't even look like a Tyrannosaurus coin. That looks like a Velociraptor.
No, that's the Tyrannosaurus coin.
No, I'm just saying, just the way that one image was, it almost looked like a Velociraptor.
No, I didn't. Now, when I said nostalgic coin, I wasn't saying, oh, that looks exactly like the coins we had growing up. I said, it was a coin. That's nostalgic. Yeah. Now,
look,
pops.
It rips up in a portal, and he comes out as if he thought he was... Because, look, this is the same guy that just got ripped to dark dimensions and shit like that. So, he's eating fucking at the juice bar or whatever.
And fucking gets ripped through a portal, and he's like, fuck, where's the damn fog?
Yeah, because he comes out like he's fucking in a fighting... Like, he's already dropped down to be like, God, this shit again?
Yeah.
Now, if this team... If these Rangers would not know the Ranger history and who everybody is, what would have been a... I would have,
oh, and by the way...
I'd have done this if it was my episode. They would open up the portal, out pops Rocky, and he's like, Jason! He's like, no, I'm Rocky. Oh, no.
Push him back in.
Hold on!
I'm going to try again.
Jason Lee Scott!
Morphing Grid, please send somebody useful!
He can't even use a power sword.
Ranger history says that you broke your back doing a really awkward kick out of a... I don't want you.
Nope, you get out.
What did he do, Seth?
He said...
Oh, but no, I'm sorry. That's just a little bit of a laugh. That's what I would have done. Like, I would have even got the guy to come back. Like, you're coming back as the Red Ranger. He's like, sweet. What am I doing? You'll see.
I'm not going to tell you.
See, the thing is... I would have had Devin do the same exact kick Rocky fucked up and kicked him back into the portal.
And he's like, That's how you do it,
bitch.
Back's fine.
Strong back.
But anyway, so Jason comes up, and when he popped out, I didn't think about that. Like, he popped out ready to fight.
Yeah. He doesn't pop out like the portal opened or he just can't. Like, it very much looks like he was drugged there.
For me, when I
see him.
And he is wearing the watch. I know it's just a small thing, but they put the watch on him. Which brings me back to my thing I was telling you. This doesn't necessarily have to be our Jason.
No, it doesn't.
Because by now, would he really still have that unless whatever dimension he possibly came from...
Zordon still exists.
Yep. All I'm saying is that I'm just... I don't... To be honest with you, I don't care if
not only does Zordon
Jason,
still exist,
I don't care
the actual Alpha
Jason
isn't created.
From Dimension 29. That is Austin St.
John. It is. It's Austin St. John. It's great to see him back. But I'm just trying to stress the idea. I've heard a lot of people complaining about little things. That doesn't have to be our Jason in 100% the lineage that we saw.
It is Jason.
You got the original.
Because
actor
this is a dimensional show.
Yes, it is. And I get. Now, I am going to tell you that the way he jumped out of that portal when I first saw it, he's like, yeah, I'm here. Ready to go. Like. More enthusiasm, buddy. More enthusiasm.
I watched this one. I watched all the others once. I watched this one twice because I wanted to see that part again. And when he steps out, he steps out with his arms up, like almost to the extent of he thought he was walking directly into fighting.
I better not have to fight Dracon again. And then he sees his kid. He's like, oh, never mind. It's going.
Yeah, because he immediately puts his hands down like.
He pops through the portal, but like, God damn it, not the Arbiter again.
I do like the facial expressions when these new Rangers see iconic Rangers, like, you're Jason.
Yeah.
Because he's a living legend. Everybody knows the original Rangers from North America, they are the OG. They are the first. And it was great to see him. It was great to see him show up.
He's old.
He is older. He's in his
He looks pretty good.
He does.
I will say I was worried that he would look fat.
Actually, believe it or not, I think he's actually toned down some. The last time I seen him, he looked He looked like he put on some pounds.
Now, yes.
He does look bigger than he did, obviously, on our show.
Yes, right. But kind of being like 40
he's
does 40 that.
He's 40-something years old. But he looks like he did slim down some. For
yeah,
right.
And you know what? He's wearing his red shirt, you know, that whole that gimmicky thing that they did back then.
I also right. have to. I'm also going to have to give it to him that he looks good for a guy that's a guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, when JDF comes back, JDF is a professional fucking fighter and trainer that still keeps up on his shit on a daily basis. He's not a normal fucking guy.
Right.
So when he comes back and he looks all good, I kind of expect it. But when some of these older actors come back, I expect them to look old.
Now, Amanda will tell you this.
Yeah, I was about to say, JDF and Johnny are usually the only two that I expect to show up and look in good shape.
Yes.
Right.
For the people who actually do show up, to be fair.
When, my wife was in the other room, and I was in the living room watching this. And when he popped out, when I
you weren't in your computer room?
For the first time
I'm proud
months,
of you.
Yes. I actually used the living room.
Hold on, is it snowing outside?
No, when, it's still hot as shit.
When, okay.
When
I thought hell froze over.
I was like, eh! And then when I saw him pop up, I'm like, yes! I started clapping real loud. I'm like, Jason! He's not even my favorite Ranger.
No, but there is an expectation and legacy that comes with
him. A lot of people think that I don't like Jason, but the truth is I just like to give Bill shit because I like the Gold Ranger. I really do. I just like giving him shit.
Right.
Green's always my favorite. I'm always going to think it's the best. That's just how it works.
I mean, but a dragon does trump
again,
a pyramid.
The OG Rangers are our favorites.
They are my favorites. I'm not gonna, I grew up with these guys. I don't give a fuck. The OG guys, when they show up, I'm always going to be happy. I'm waiting to see Billy come back. I'm waiting for Kimberly. Waiting to see Zach. Would love to see Trini, but we can't. So I would
be very awkward.
Could do an awkward voiceover of Trini.
I don't want that.
No, I was thinking more of along the line to just be like,
I would more than happily go with the storyline that I talked about a while back. I wouldn't mind the idea that the actual character herself had a daughter. She passed on, and when the daughter was going through her personal effects, found the morpher and then confronted the other people, her mom's friends, and said, "What is this thing?" And they said, "We have to tell you something." And she could be brought into the team through discovery.
Yes. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I just, anytime we see an original Ranger come up, I'm going to get giddy. And I got giddy. But also something else happened later in this episode. this doesn't happen very often, but we'll get there when we get there. So Jason shows up. Devin tells him that my team needs help.
And I know how Devin... Look, here's the other thing, too. I've heard some people call this out. Jason has been connected to the morphing grid for a day or two.
Couple minutes. Like 6 minutes.
It's
Frieza minutes.
The fact that he knows Devin on site does not shock me in the least.
Yeah,
we already know that memories and experiences, because memories and experiences are passed through the fucking morphing grid. We know this. It's fucking proven. It's not a debate. It fucking happens. It happens in the first motherfucking Power Rangers episode when they say, "I know how to pilot this thing. It's like I've been doing it my whole motherfucking life." Because you have!
Mm-hmm.
The last guys that did that shit, you have their experiences.
Yep. So him popping out, I'm like, "What up, Devin?" He'd be like, "How you know me?" Morphing Grid works in mysterious ways.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have to explain it because it's our Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
No.
Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
Deus.
Better.
Two of them.
No.
Better what? No. Shush.
Morphing
Hi, Devin.
Grid is the
How do you
script.
Know my name? Don't view that plot hole. Moving on. Yes, Dick.
Plot hole? What's he talking?
Nope. To watch
that's
known.
The reason. That's the reason. That's what the morphing grid is. The morphing grid is the script.
Yes, it is. I like that. I did like that. Now they have a little talk. He mentions. He talks about Goldar. And
let's put your fucking magical, super high tech morphing grid with some real old school shit.
Right. He
I'll
even
learn
says,
"You kids, how to do it."
He says, "Let's show them something they've never seen," meaning that somehow.
Let's show them how we used to do it.
No, no, this is a legitimately important comment because I told you this is a dimensional show. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, in whatever context, even though these guys can view the morphing grid and they review morphing history and they know Jason, there have never been Mighty Morphin Rangers here because he doesn't argue with that fact when Jason brings it up and says, let's show them something they've never seen before. There have been no Mighty Morphin in whatever this dimension is. That's not unreasonable. So now, he's like, let's use your powers, and let's show him what fucking we came up with, the first fucking guys to do this.
When he hands Jason that coin, man, I was like...
That coin!
That is...
Well, I was going to say, on the next image here, it's like, what the fuck are you doing with my coin?
Well, that's actually important. That is not Jason's coin. Mm-hmm. And Jason only takes a second to kind of think about it, and he takes it from the kid. And the reason I know it's not his coin is because I can prove it later on. I know that is not Jason's coin. Jason has his morpher on his back right now with the fucking coin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, Jason somehow knows that thing is a remnant of the morphing grid, that the morphing grid has given them something. Because he's old enough and wise enough and been in the game long enough to know that whatever that thing is, it has a purpose and a reason.
Yep.
And what's not to say that in his dimension, the coins didn't fucking shatter.
They didn't. Because he has his.
Yeah, he has his. It's in his morpher.
Oh, that's true. But that doesn't mean then that when we he moves into the fucking thunder powers, it didn't fucking fix the coin.
I'm actually going to talk about that too because there were a lot of people calling out the morpher. They're also kind of wrong about the morpher.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's idea is to take these energems and somehow he's going to put it in this fucking egg.
Rock egg.
Dinosaur DNA.
And that's going to fucking make him a big Zord because that's how Zords...
Because plot.
No. When a mommy Zord and a daddy Zord love each other very much, they buy Energem at the store and put them in a rock egg.
Listen.
It's because it's the same damn voice actor from fucking Onimusha. That's why. Listen, he just makes shit up.
You don't worry about that.
He knows how to use
when
plot.
When he says, I'm going to put the portal. Shit in this egg and it's going to make a Zord, you're like...
Okay. I can't argue with it.
Yeah, whatever bullshit, I don't know the science behind it.
Whatever bullshit science you're using, it works.
So the portal opens up.
Uh-oh, more trouble. And
these two show up. Devin and Jason.
Yeah.
Now, right there, they say, all right, you're going to... Because he's got his big fucking sneaky plan and shit. And he's like, all right, you do that. I'm going to take the rest of the team, and I'm going to do a full-on... frontal fucking assault. And he's like, oh shit, old school, just fucking running in the front door. That's cool. I dig that. And it's almost, it's like a I respect you, but at the same time, he's like, man, this old dude just thinks you're just going to walk up and kick ass.
Dude, to be honest with you, if I'm a newer ranger and a legend tells me that that's what he's going to do, I'm like, you survived this long.
That's
go
pretty
for
much,
it, buddy.
That's pretty much what he did. He's like, okay, I'm still going to take my team and go do like
covert shit.
Like we do. I guess you could take these fucking guys and go run in the front door, whatever, that seems to work for you. Like, that's very much what that was like.
It was nice, I mean, like I said, dude, we're
because he's like, old school, I dig it. Cool.
Dude, I'm
and they do the fist bump, like, yeah, you go do that. So Jason does just that. Jason takes this team and walks basically up to the fucking front door.
Kicks it down and been like, we're here to kick your ass.
Yeah. All these motherfuckers just appear, and Jason's out in the open. And I do like this idea that it looks like Jason is incompetent and stupid, but he's already been handed that coin. We know that he communicates with the grid better than most people that would have been connected to it for shorter amounts of time, because we know the way the fucking grid works.
Mm-hmm.
He stops. Hey, look at this position. This isn't stupid. He knows that he's put himself directly in the open to force a confrontation. If they're going to jump his ass, this would be the time to do it.
Yep.
So they jump his ass, and without losing a fucking second, he says, guys, I didn't fucking come here alone. The morphing
grid.
The morphing grid gave me this fucking thing.
Deus Ex morphing grid coin.
And let's be real for a minute. While not, while veterans in their own right.
Yeah.
The Dino Charge Rangers are no slouches either. They've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Right. They got an idea. That's why he took them.
They've got a caveman.
They also took them because they're dinosaurs.
He also took them because they're dinosaurs and because he knows that whatever the fuck is going on in the grid, it's separated by life forces.
So you guys want dinosaurs? You're going to get some.
Well, we know that it's separated by life forces because if you pay attention, there's always a theme inside the morphing grid. It doesn't randomly put some Tyrannosaurus with a fucking bluegill fish or some weird shit.
Right. So, with this coin, another portal opens.
Bluesaurus.
Gotta flip it first.
Now, he takes this thing, flips it in the air,
and two portals pop open.
The original Mighty Morphin and
Billy Ish.
The Dino Thunder Rangers.
Yep.
Minus JDS. And the White Ranger. God, that White Ranger's cool.
And now they have a fucking strike force.
Of dinosaurs.
Now this is an army.
Now if you're watching, when he flips that coin, it goes up and then it comes back down. He doesn't catch it or anything. It disintegrates to do what it does.
Call for Rangers of dinosaur lineage.
Yes, and then he takes his morpher out.
Okay.
And it is a legacy morpher. I've heard people calling this out. It's not just a legacy morpher. It's also the wrong one. It's gold. But it might not be the wrong one.
Different dimension.
Maybe, and this is just speculation, but maybe that is correct in whatever lineage he's from, because maybe that is the Green Ranger's morpher with his coin.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
Because the green is not here.
Right.
Which means that in both whatever lineage he comes from and whatever lineage that we saw, the green was gone.
And we also know that Tommy...
And the white doesn't show up here.
The same morpher.
The white doesn't show up here, and evidently he's running the team. Which means that whatever circumstances have taken place, he's back in control of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Minus just another possibility. Remember when we had JDF and he introduced a Master Morpher?
Could
have been possible that multiples have been made for some of the older ones.
But this thing's not a Master Morpher.
That Master Morpher was obviously way much different than what we...
Yeah, because the Master Morpher has a different design. This is quite literally, beat for beat, this. Okay. It is literally this toy.
Just his coin instead of the green.
But the explanation for that is that the White Ranger and Green Ranger had that Morpher. That's the one they had. But that's the one he has. So maybe something happened to the White Ranger.
No.
He got that morpher. It has the Tyrannosaurus coin in it. And here he is, meeting the team again.
No.
There's also another thing I've heard people try to call out, that his coin should be broken. It shouldn't be broken. Because when the coins were damaged, he wasn't there.
Yep.
He was at the summit.
Mm, yeah, it's true.
The coins were damaged. The Mighty Morphin Ranger coins were damaged.
We saw that when Adam pulled out his and it was cracked.
His Trini and Zach's
were copied.
There. Yeah.
The morphers were copied and deactivated and they were sent away. But just like when you have an internet signal and one device picks it up or something like that, if that device was connected to it before, then more than likely what happened is that years ago, when the Ranger coins were damaged in the Mighty Morphin era, the three Mighty Morphin coins that were still active reconnected to the grid. So his Ranger shit has never really been offline, which also explains when he comes back in Forever Red, that makes a lot of sense, because his Mighty Morphin coin is not damaged, it's fucking perfect.
Now
the coins that were destroyed were the Ninja coins.
Those were gone forever.
Because Goldar is also surprised, because Goldar remembers destroying
power coins.
When he sees the coin, he's like, what the fuck? I got rid of those things. I held them literally in my fucking hand and turned them to dust. But you didn't.
Okay, guys, so this is the part when Jason, and they all say it's Morphin time. I'll be honest with you. Fandom's a strong thing. Nostalgia's a powerful thing.
Yeah?
I got a little teary eye here. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, oh my God. because I'm going to
tell you. I'm wondering how many times they did that, because the one I saw in the preview is not the same. When I heard him say it, it sounded great. Like, but when I seen it in the preview and I seen him say it, I was like, oh, he's fucking old.
But I'm going to tell you. Austin St. John on screen.
Yeah.
As the Mighty Morphin Red Ranger. We haven't seen that since Forever Red 18 years ago.
Right.
It's been almost 2 decades since this man said these words.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, man, I got teary-eyed. I was like, dude, this is amazing. Look at that. And now that, yeah, look at that. I'm telling you, dude, that costume still look good now.
Yeah.
No, they didn't make any modifications.
Of course, that's not him.
I know that's not him.
Right. But
you know what else looked good on that? When that was Rocky.
No.
In the previous crossover. Because, seriously, Rocky came back as Mighty Morphin Red.
He did. In the last crossover, he did.
Yes, he did.
And,
yes,
he did.
Yes, because we knew it was, quote, Rocky in the costume, end quote.
Because they
immediately lost points because Rocky. Because
there's his actual voiceover during it, too.
Let me reiterate. Mm-hmm. I don't hate Rocky. I hate him as the Mighty Morphin Red.
Yes.
Blue Zeo, he was fine.
Yes, I believe that once he was able to step away from Jason's shadow, he was able to become his own character.
Now, in Turbo, when he hurts himself in that ignorant way, he lost.
They fuck him. It's not my fault that what they give me for a character is fucking ass.
Yeah.
They did that shit. They wrote him bad and had him follow around basically being discount Jason. And then after he was done being discount Jason, he became a half-developed character. Then when he finally got half-developed and they had a chance to move into an era with him, they made him a fucking joke and broke his back.
It's also not his fault that they paired him up with my second favorite Ranger of all time, Adam. Because Adam was a developed character and just kept getting more developed as time went on.
Yeah.
I love Adam. I wish he would have came back as the Black Ranger in this.
So here's the kicker. We don't know who they are.
We don't.
Nope.
We don't know who they are. That could still be Zach. Maybe this is an old team where they never broke up. This could be all the original guys. That could be Walter.
For all we know, it could be. I'm just...
That could be Trini, not Aisha. This could be a team of older vets that never fucking disappeared and never got a replacement.
In 2020. The show, these costumes came out in 1993, and in 2020, these costumes still hold up today.
Yes, they do.
They are so
good. You know, to be fair, I can almost see that being more of a Trini than Aisha, but other reasons on that,
and
leave
here's,
it alone.
Here's the thing. The cool thing about morphing, we know that it works in two different ways. Younger people will grow to their prime.
And yep. When I
older people... would de-age to their prime. So these could very well be the original team. Nobody ever left the team. Nobody ever retired.
We got we got Billy's iconic stance when he stands there and does that.
Right. That is Billy's fucking stance.
Yep.
Kimberly does that fucking thing.
That is Kimberly's stance. And that does look more like Trini, not body cap-wise, but it does look more like Trini because of that stance. Aisha, I don't remember taking a lot. I mean, yes, they were using stock footage, but we had a lot more with Aisha in suit than we had with Trini in suit. You get what I'm saying? Because Aisha, we were doing a lot more American-esque scenes where they were fighting in the costumes and whatnot.
When these guys popped out of that portal and they did that, man, I was like, oh my God. I'm glad she's in the other room because I'm about to lose it, man. I don't give a fuck. I understand this is a kid's show. I don't give a fuck. This is a powerful moment. I like that. I also like the Thunder, the Dino Thunder Rangers. I did like that series. So seeing them again was great. Dino Charge, I didn't.
So your nostalgia is going to play into this question.
It is. It is.
It's going to be very important, though. Oh, well. Hey, Shane, can you spot the leader?
I'm going to take a guess. It's the red guy.
He's one of the three red guys.
No. The red guy. We know who the leader is. It's the one who flipped a coin.
We all know Jason's leading the strike force.
So here's the question. This one is legitimately kind of tough. Because I'm going to do it. I don't care. I know your nostalgia is going to play a little bit on this. You have three teams of dinosaurs.
Yes, I do.
Put them in order. Least to best in terms of their looks. That's hard. Dinosaurs are a perfect fucking design almost every time in Rangers. The gimmick fucking works. All these costumes look great. Put the teams in order.
I already know.
Who's the worst looking of them?
Charge.
And not that any of them are bad.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm going Charge.
Okay, you're saying Charge. He's putting Charge as number three.
Charge has a lot of dinosaur aesthetic. Like, real heavy dinosaur aesthetic. I'm gonna go with my. I'm gonna change it up. Ever since that.
Okay, we're live. Okay, it's just something that we'll have to put these episodes together. The next episode, what we're gonna end up having to do is we'll just fucking record it.
Okay.
There's just nothing else we could fucking do. We'll have to record it.
That's fine. Okay, so I'm so sorry.
This will get better. I'm gonna look into what the fuck is going on.
Because the lightning bolt looking shit.
Okay, the Charge is the ones with the sashes.
Okay, then yeah, Thunder sucks, and then Charge.
And Big Shocker, fucking OG.
I'm
not afraid to tell you that I will pick nostalgia over.
You've placed the number three. Bird. What's the rest of yours, sir?
Two will be OG. Dino Thunder is first.
Wow.
Okay, so Dino Thunder is the best looking to you.
They are.
Yes.
Good. They are.
There's nothing
good.
Wrong with that.
They are good. I like
they.
Them.
These are all solid designs.
I'm letting nostalgia.
I know.
Take me though. Well, you.
Shitty bitey helmets followed by the Thunderbolt helmet followed by OG.
Okay.
Bill.
Charge is my last. I don't care for them. And I am going to play the nostalgic angle. I know I'm going to put Mighty Morphin in the first. That's all that is, though. And this proves, once and for all, why we don't see the show before we look at the aesthetic. Because it does affect your fucking decision. If you know their powers, know their characters, these things grow on you. You appreciate them more with time spent. That's the reason I decided to bring this up, because it is legitimate.
And while Mighty Morphin had six Rangers, seven if you want to count the White Ranger, but it's the same character, Dino Charge had nine, at least. They had a lot of people. Dino Thunder had five.
So the air explodes.
Explosions.
Because that's fucking Ranger problem.
Nope, that was explained. It's
yeah, I know.
Energy. I love how they explained it in RPM.
Then we have
the daggers.
We have a decent fight. It's a decent fight. Here's my biggest problem.
I know what your problem is. It was my problem too.
What?
Jason really didn't.
He like hits like a couple guys with his sword. He's like ding, 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 and he's done. He's done. He didn't get like a big, crazy, fucking sweet move or like nothing really. He just hit like two, three guys and was done.
We're getting closer to me getting teary-eyed again for
ground pound.
I thought that was cool because it also plays into what we've been saying for a long time, mm-hmm. that the Black Ranger energy seems to be the strength or the might or the tank of the team.
Well, I was going to say, would that be the case? Shouldn't the blue Dino Thunder have been there too?
Yeah,
he was
kind of tanky.
The blue was tanky. He even had a shield. But their power is a little different because they're also double. They're kind of almost double classing because there's only like fucking three of them
at the start.
So they were almost double classing what their roles were. Normally in a standard base color show, red is passion, which often translates into leadership. They are passionate about something, be it fighting, leadership, the stability of your team, your friends, so on and so forth. The Black Ranger is usually a tank or powerhouse. The Pink Ranger is usually grace. The Yellow Ranger is usually the heart of the team and or underdog.
Yeah.
They're usually the weaker or the less physically attributed or the least experienced, but they have a lot of heart. And that's been played to for a long time
blue
in Rangers.
Blue is your intelligence.
Blue's
the smart motherfucker.
The blue is normally the smart tactical person.
Yep, yep.
Then, in some cases, when we remove the black, we add a green. And green is often the vicious Ranger. I'm not saying he's bad. Vicious in terms of combat. He's usually the, like, when they gave Adam that power, when they changed him green, he was a boxer. He was a head-on, full-force, take-no-bullshit, snake, cuss-style boxer.
Sometimes, when you do switch from black to green, sometimes green is also the greatest color of all time.
Oh, yes.
The strongest ranger of...
Moving existed. On before the fucking stream dies again.
You shut your mouth.
Love green. Dino Thunder.
Yep, there's
Blast.
Yep.
Yeah, they
Let's form all the weapons into a big weapon and fire it.
Look.
We get a rabbit.
Remember when I brought that up where it was, he was very much like, oh, old school. Yeah, you just got to fucking run up and fucking do things. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to take my team and go this way. Okay. Now, Jason did tell him that. He was like, you guys take your team and do your thing. You guys, this is your team. I'm not going to interfere in your shit. Whatever your idea is, go do it. I'm taking the rest of these guys with a full frontal assault.
Right.
Jason's full frontal assault worked and bore fruit.
Yep.
Devin's
did not.
No. In fact, he was the only one standing.
Yes. Yep. His entire team got fucking wasted. I'm not trying to call the guy out on his leadership. I don't know him yet.
Not yet.
Trust me. I'll get to him when I get to him. You know I fucking will.
We get out when
bash
we get
my
down.
Andros, you better bash others too.
I will. You know I fucking will.
Oh, we're about to. Soon.
Now, this
big
guy
successfully did the thing and made
this
made
guy
it
is this guy is their big evil guy.
Yes, Triangle Head.
Big evil guy like
our
Zed.
Cool as Pyramid Head.
Big evil guy like our Zed.
He's not cool enough to be Pyramid.
Upside down Pyramid Head.
Our guys, the main guys, the big fucking guys like our Zed, you don't just fucking attack them blatantly head on like an idiot.
Even the mighty Tommy realized that didn't work
even
out.
Even fucking Man Crush, everybody loves fucking JDF Tommy, got whopped when he decided he was manly enough to fight the big bad alone.
Hey, I call that a mistake. I love Jason. I mean, it's not,
Tommy.
Jason.
You love both of them. It's fine.
I love Tommy. I know, you know, everyone knows he's my favorite, but even then I was like, ooh, guy, you're outmatched.
So this guy decides, as a leader who's probably come in contact with powerful enemies by now, since this is fucking halfway through season two.
Right.
He decides, we'll stand right fucking in front of him.
And tell him no.
And
stop
tell
that.
Him stop that.
No.
I'm gonna
put that down
I'm
now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would be...
He said, I'm going to try this Zordon tactic real quick. No. Stop. Don't do that.
My
and that's
team
when he
got
learned.
Pitched.
That's when he learned sometimes shit from the old school don't make it.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I would be amazed and I would appreciate it if one bad guy, main bad guy, not just a grunt guy, but one of the main bad guys when the Rangers showed me, like, stop it. He's like, okay. And just leaves.
Hey, yep. they can do that. Throw a collar on it.
You know, to be fair, if we were to write our own Ranger show, I literally would have a villain that would do that. They would stop up. They would, like, show up. No, stop that. And he'd go, okay. And he'd throw the weapon down. They wouldn't realize it's a fucking bomb. So he's like, okay. And fucking drops it and walks the fuck away. Because
I guess
boom.
I'm going home.
Yeah. I guess I'm going home.
I appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Like, okay,
I'll see you guys next week.
So look, after his ignorant fucking mistake of, guys, I got this idea. We're going to come right the fuck out in the open and stand right in front of him like a fucking shooting gallery of idiots.
And
when that failed him, he decided maybe while they were talking bullshit, he would get up and get his weapon ready and not say shit.
And just shoot this other guy.
And just shoot the guy.
And this other guy's like, I got this. It's like, don't worry, boss. I got this shit. He turns around and he goes, oh.
The main bad guy was walking away and he heard something. He turns around and he's like, oh, man, that guy died?
That guy already died?
But yeah. Seriously, this fucking weird guy that
he was
the
like,
fucking big
I did all
have,
I did all the fucking work for you. They were on the
around.
Fucking ground.
He just stopped for a second. He's like, oh, fuck, and then he's dead.
Where did you lose power?
Okay, we're back. We're gonna have no fucking choice. We have to record the next episode like an old fashioned.
So
we have to.
This is gonna be the only stream one we do today.
Because whatever the fuck is going on, it's ever since whatever happened that took our internet out for a week, where like we were just having those random downs, it's never recovered. It's still been very strangely spotty.
Oh, you mean where Comcast literally lost the Chicago hub, the fucking Dayton hub?
We have not recovered from that. It's still fucking, it's still really bad.
So there's not my Goldar.
Although, to be fair, it's bad for
us. Let's throw everything together. Okay.
They make a big-time fuck-you blaster.
Yep.
Dude, look at that thing. Did you still see the remnants of the OG one?
Yeah, but it's missing parts.
I don't see the
blue. Where's the blue?
I don't see his lance.
Yeah. I think that's the only part it's missing.
I see the power axe on the bottom.
Power axe is on the bottom. Power sword. I see the power lance.
Yeah, the power lance.
Unless
the
power lance goes next to the daggers.
Yeah, there's no lance.
Yeah, okay.
So blue is like, I'm keeping mine.
Blue's like, no, we might need this.
Look at this.
Huge!
And then Bomb! All their little emblems in the back.
Behold our fucking little dino ship of death.
I like how they don't shoot it, they throw it at the guy.
By the way, this is the first fucking time ever that we fucking killed Goldar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We didn't get a chance to be like, oh, fuck, they got the sword and run away.
Right.
Or, oh, damn, that hurt. I guess I better get bigger now. It was, no, fuck you, bro.
I do. Okay, yep. So then he sparky, sparky, boom, boom.
Yeah, explosions. That's
and they're all like, guys, we did it. We did it.
Oh no.
I forgot about him. So the big baddie comes out and he summons the Zord.
They're like, yeah, guys, we did it. Boom, bitches, you forgot about me.
Here's his extremely CGI Zord.
The Chimera. Zord thing.
Now I'm about to get teary-eyed again. Because you know what comes.
I got a fucking kick out of when Jason said, I thought Serpentera was bad, but that thing's got six heads.
Yeah.
I don't know why I found that so funny. I laughed at that too.
Let's be real. Serpentera would have been devastating if they would have used Duracell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Serpentera batteries is an awful
Energizer
brand.
Right. Instead of fucking Radio Shack fucking brand piece of shit.
Guys, send
battery.
A Zord through the...
Send a Zord through. They could use
the lithium ion batteries that motherfucking Samsung was using five years ago that kept exploding.
Too tired.
Yes.
Send me one Zord.
So now they summon their Zords, and now we got the Dino Charges. Oh my god, there's Mighty Morphin heads. I cried. I don't care.
Dino Thunder.
Here's the thing.
Dino Charge. Mighty Morphin.
I was excited. And then ridiculously fucking disappointed.
Okay, I know it didn't do anything.
It did
nothing.
Nothing. The Megazord did fucking nothing. It didn't land a single attack. Yeah.
It
didn't shoot anything. It didn't like block shit. It just fucking landed beside them, held its shield, looked really pretty, fell down.
And then fucking held out an arm to help shoot big giant beam of fuck you.
What I wanted it to do was come down, being like, Mighty Morphin's here, guys. We need the power sword. Oh, wrong hand.
No, wrong hand.
I want that still. Remember, he did that all the time. He couldn't grab his
like,
left.
Oh, fuck.
Because we all know the Megazord's right-handed.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, this ain't Link.
I know. So, I know it didn't do anything, but it's standing there. I was like.
But here's the legitimate reason why it didn't do anything. It's a giant CG boss with two CG fucking mechs that could CG fight.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not about to blow the entire season's fucking budget to add in a couple CGs for the fucking Megazord.
Now there's
as shitty as it is.
There's your stock footage down in the corner.
Yeah, that was hardcore stock footage.
Hard fucking core, yes.
You could easily tell that was 93 technology there.
Newer series, it is harder to spot now.
It is. They've gotten a lot better.
Back then it was so easy.
Yeah, he just stands
even
over there.
In the series we're about to go into, you can still kind of tell at points.
Yes, but I'm talking when you get into the new stuff.
Oh yeah, I know. When
like,
you get to the new shit, it's much, much harder.
Yeah, there it is. Look, he's at the fucking shield. I don't care. It's cool. He's walking.
Yeah, it is cool.
Oh, I loved it.
It was very cool to see it, but I wish it would have done because like this thing fucking jumps on its head and scratches it and shoots lasers, and the other one fucking flies around. And they change forms. And
oh shit! I know why I didn't.
They're doing
anything.
All this crazy shit.
Duh. Look at the sky. It's cloudy. That thing's solar powered.
Yeah. What if that really is?
Oh, shit.
What if that really is what's going on?
It's like, guys, we can't call down the power sword.
Because they blocked out the sun, and we got fucking whopped in like
also,
less than 4 minutes.
Remember, while the Megazord was cool, it did not have flash like the others have.
No.
Jump in and fucking... Ours was very stiff.
Yeah, because it was just guys in suits, and we couldn't stretch
now,
past
CGI,
what guys in suits could do. Yeah.
CGI, you could
but
do crazy misty flips and
that
shit.
That Chimera right,
let's
made...
finish it.
Oh, yeah. Then you got the big... This guy's like, I can't believe I lost. I'm like, I
this
believe.
Is bullshit.
Oh, solar power's back. You see his eyes glowing. We got guys, we got power again.
Guys, we could have helped.
Zordon thought solar power was clean energy. It is. It's good for the environment.
Bad for boss fights.
We would have been much better off if they would have just gave us the nuclear option.
But dude, you got your farewells and stuff, and it was great, you know. I guess. Yeah, you guys.
Oh, and a different voiceover for Red.
I know, because they didn't get Connor.
Yeah. But, like I said, unless you're willing to continually hire all these actors back. There's not too much you could do now that the property has changed hands.
I really feel like Steel should have been a stronger Ranger. He's a fucking robot. I really feel like he should be, like, really fucking powerful. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all the show. The parts of the show that I watched, he wasn't introduced yet.
There's your crying.
I didn't cry. I got teary-eyed.
The crying is coming up. Okay, how do I work this fucking thing? Oh, there we go.
Beep, 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 beep. And then all the Rangers go back to where they go.
Once a Ranger, always a Ranger.
Now I'm getting the fuck out of here.
5 years, 10 years, or 100 years.
I told you that meteor was going to hit your ass.
I will listen to you, okay, dude? Bye.
We could have avoided all of this.
I told you, bitch.
My Rangers nearly lost their powers because of you.
Because if he hadn't almost got hit by a meteor, they would have been fucked.
Oh, and once again, the lead guy is about to go in the portal and turns around and says some stupid thing.
What?
Do you remember what he said?
No.
Oh, well then.
I do remember. It's like, yeah, this is better than any video game.
And everybody
the
has to
fuck?
Do that corny. When he jumps in the portal.
Sad.
Let's never call them again. We'll just go straight and call Jason.
That is the return of Jason, guys.
Yeah. And this has been a bit of a nightmare.
We're gonna go quick.
We're gonna have to figure some shit out. We will. But. We won't be back for a second stream, but we will record the next episode,
and we will post,
and then I will have to upload it, because there's just nothing, I can't figure out what the fuck is going on, and I can't fix it right now.
So, what'd you got, okay, real quick, what'd everyone think about these episodes? The Return of Jason. Bill, what'd you think? Fantastic. Seth, what'd you think?
My biggest disappointment, I like seeing Jason.
Yes.
I wish he'd had a little more focus on, like,
yes.
Like, everybody had really cool attacks.
I wish they would.
And then our Mighty Morphin guys just kind of... I get it. We're fucking old. Okay? We're old. We're from the fucking 90s. I'm fucking sorry. But, like, all that CGI and flying and crazy shit
and
that everybody
Megazord
gets to
was
do...
cannon fodder.
Our Megazord was cannon fodder, and our Rangers were, like... They added some yellow crescent light to,
Real quick, the next episode
to
we're
our
doing
yellow
is,
attacks.
Lost Galaxy review.
Yes.
Yeah
we're doing
episodes
Lost Galaxy
one and two
review.
Of Lost Galaxy, because it will take 6 hours.
No,
it shouldn't literally take that long, but it's going to feel like
it. If we tried to stream it, it'd take 24 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, if we tried to stream it again, yeah.
So, overall, I thought I liked it. There were some things I didn't like about it. I wanted to see more Jason do some more stuff. I wanted to see our Megazord do more than stand there
and get bitched.
But
I wish, I'm going to be honest with you, I wish that we could break away from the formula shit. We didn't need a fucking Megazord fight.
No, I know that they did it. I liked seeing our OG Megazord. But I wanted more focus on, I know it's not his show. This is Beast Morph, where we have to put more focus on them. But for one episode... For one episode, I want all the focus on Jason. He's only going to be here for the one episode. You motherfuckers got more episodes coming.
Right.
Give me, you know.
We could have had a literal Jason-centric episode where it started out. Remember, like, when we brought Tommy back and we showed that he was, like, at a pool or some shit, and we kind of got a small glimpse into how his life was going, and, like, Bulk brought him the phone.
You mean Forever Red?
But you get what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
There was a focus on where these people had been. You could tell that Jason had kind of dropped off and became almost like a biker-esque nomad, kind of. Like, right. He came in on the bike. Like, it was very obvious that he'd left that way, too.
You really didn't think you're going to do this without the original Red Ranger.
Right. So, like, I almost wonder if he became kind of a wandering superhero of sorts. Like, we don't know what the fuck he's been doing. Cool.
Overall,
we at least have an idea with Tommy because they won't leave him the fuck alone.
Overall, I'm not going to call this an amazing. I'm going to call it good.
Yeah.
Because while Jason coming back was cool, him fucking saying it's morphin' time, him in the suit, the Megazord, that's all good. This wasn't amazing. It could have been amazing. But for me, I'm giving this just good episode. Good return.
Hold on, I can explain this in simpler terms. 2.3. It's what you would expect from the show, if you're a fan of the show, with a couple extra things that are kind of cool, but a lot of shit that drags it the fuck down.
2.7 for me.
I'd drop a deuce because it could have been should have been a lot better.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to do 3.5 for a reason. The basic formula of Rangers is here. That automatically granted it a 2. Just Jason showing the fuck up is a big deal. The fight was not bad. The Zords drive it away from being a great remembering thing. So, if all the people elements were here, I think this could have easily climbed to like a 4.4. But it didn't. Because I think the Zords actually hurt it, I think this falls down into like a 3.5 bracket.
Yep. What about you, Nick?
I'll just give it a straight 3.
All right.
To be fully honest. I mean, it was cool seeing him come back, but honestly, I sat there going, okay, when are we going to get to something that's not totally stupid?
Mm-hmm. Goopy.
All right, so that was kind of neat. Up, nope, back to stupid.
Nope, that's not stupid. That's science.
No. It was literally like, dumb. All right, that's interesting. Nope, back to dumb. Oh, sweet, it's dumb.
Stay consistent. Well, you are consistent.
I mean, you're consistent dumb, good, with dumb, good. Dumb, pretty cool, super dumb, super cool, dumb.
You guys got that formula down. But oh, so what did you? What did it all ended up getting? Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
Why didn't you do a hundred?
It was good. Good episode, guys. It probably got like a.
Because I'm used to being at home and able to smoke while we stream. Goddamn it!
Well, welcome back to the fucking studio.
I know!
So overall, being guys, great episode. We are like we said in the chat, and we said already we're gonna do a recording.
Yeah, because not live. Being
so
a dumb twat.
Thanks for joining us for this great episode. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.